This is the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I am here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we're at the very end of the eclipse season, which is a huge relief. In fact, it is the new moon solar eclipse in Leo today, as I'm doing this. So one thing that I realized is very important for what we're trying to accomplish right now, especially with the Leo energy and the nodes are involved. So there's retrograde planets. It's a very, I think for a lot of people, it's a very confusing time where nothing is very clear. Even what might be like what you want isn't very clear, but a certain sense of dissatisfaction could be coming up. But what's really kind of going on is that we need to get in touch with what our true heart's desires are. And in order to do that, we need to kind of decondition all the programming that we've been through in our lives to get in touch with our heart centers and who we were. And the best way to do that is actually coming from a place of appreciation or gratitude, where you write a letter to yourself and list all the things that you are appreciative of in your life. And gratitude kind of opens up the heart center and helps you get in touch with your deeper self. So it's a very like self-loving thing to do, is to feel and express gratitude. So if you're not really sure and you're not really clear, that is a good place to start, is going into a state of gratitude. And make sure, you know, there's so many little things that we can be grateful for, you know, even having fingers and toes that work, or, you know, it doesn't take long, a pillow under your head at night or a toothbrush to brush your teeth. It isn't hard to kind of figure, go far enough to find a reason to be grateful. So that can kind of get you into a space where then you can start accessing like who that inner child is and what they want and what you may have left behind in the past. Because Leo is kind of, it rules the playful child in all of us and our ability to have fun and enjoy life and choose, you know, happy moments and good times. And it's important, I think, that, you know, we may feel like a sense of responsibility or some sort of obligation that's stopping us from our sense of joy. And that could be very true. There could be a very real situation that is stopping you. But how you react to your situations is really where your power comes. And so again, looking for gratitude, looking to see, you know, what is going well is wonderful. And getting tapped into that inner child, really, like I really feel like that's an important key to kind of progressing forward. And we very much are kind of downloading new information and new timelines into our systems right now. And it can be a really exhausting process, because in order to make space for the new information and the new timelines, we have to kind of purge ourselves of the old stuff and old ways and old things that we were attached to. And oftentimes those things are, you know, they're already lifeless. We're already aware that they're not working or that it's a burden, but it can still be difficult to let go for any of us to let go. So there might be this kind of, you know, part of you is trying to expand and grow, and another part of you is reminding you, well, like, look back first. Look back and see what the treasures are. What did you love to do as a child? What wasn't acceptable about you as a child? And you kind of have a chance now to reparent that inner child and allow yourself to experience things that you may have been denied, or even, you know, acting in ways you may have denied yourself as a child. Like, I loved pink when I was a kid. I still love pink, but I really loved pink as a kid, but it wasn't cool to wear pink. Nobody was wearing pink. I don't even think you could buy pink. If I think about it, I can't recall that you could. And so I kind of spent my whole childhood a pink lover who never wore pink or had pink around me, or like my inner child really super digs pink. So it's really sad to think that I was denied. Rest assured, I have gotten in touch with my inner child, and now I am surrounded in pink things. I love pink. I've had, you know, pink walls, I have pink purses, I have pink tops, and I have pink sandals. I have pink everything. I have a closet full of pink things. And, you know, I didn't know it as a child, but I look really great in pink. So I kind of, you know, I could have been just shining all dressed in pink my whole life, but I didn't until, you know, after my Saturn return, after my like 30, did I realize, hey, this is a color, and it's just a silly color, but it really brings me a lot of joy to be surrounded in pink. So that's an example of how you can kind of resurrect something from the past that brings your inner child joy. And it may not be pink for you. It, you know, it may be playing the ukulele or painting with watercolors or playing hockey or dancing or whatever. Use your imagination. But there is a part of you, this whole inner self, this whole little inner you that can take you towards joy and bring joy into your life. So the more you can honor that and express that in yourself and kind of eliminate all that was in the way of that, the happier you're going to be. So with all the planets retrograde, it really is a chance for you to look back and see what you can harvest from that childhood and what, you know, from all of your life, little parts of your life that maybe didn't work out as planned, or dreams that began that never kind of took off. Or, I mean, some of those need to just be put to rest completely, which is great because then you're freeing up energy. There's no loose ends. But there are some worth, you know, there are some dreams that are worth taking out of the closet and dusting them off and seeing if they still work. So be sure to take time to kind of really look back and see. This is the last month where all these planets are going to be retrograde. Soon everything's going to be going forward again, and you're not going to feel so kind of confused and possibly thwarted, which kind of can feel like that because, again, everything's supposed to be geared at looking back and seeing where the programming went in, seeing how it all didn't, you know, what might have held you back from where you need to go. But once that's kind of the seeing is done and the understanding is complete, and you kind of have a good sense of what your past foundation is leading up to now, you can drop it and you can just move forward with so much less baggage and burdens. And it's just so much better without all the, you know, the conditioning, because you can be who you are then. So with this Leo eclipse, do take time to get in touch with inner you, little inner you, because that little inner you has so many gifts for you and they're all joyful. Now, it can be tricky to get to the point where you can see clearly what has been lost in that childhood. And I think that's what a lot of, you know, there can be a lot of pain in that, realizing, you know, that it's sad that that little you didn't get recognized or loved or accepted or, you know, maybe even kept in some cases. So it can be, you know, that inner child might have a lot of pain, but you can handle it. You can feel whatever pain and emotion comes up. And then once it comes up and it's felt and it's held and it's loved and it's accepted within you in your life, then it's gone, right? It can clear through and your systems are running clear again. So it's very important work, I would say, to do. So do take the time to do that. With Mercury retrograde, again, even our minds are kind of programmed to look back right now. It isn't a forward-moving time, even though it's a new moon. So lots of newness is being seeded right now, and especially at the eclipse. If you look back to August of 1999, there may have been similar situations going on, or there may have been a dream that you had at that time, or a situation, something that was started that never took off. And it might be very feasible, if it is a worthy dream and still stands, to pick that up again and dust it off and see, what was it in August of 1999 that you wanted to begin, or that you began and never followed through with, or even that you began and want to keep going with. It can be like a renewal of the energy of that as well. So it could be a relationship, someone that you met, or maybe you started a project, or maybe you realized a path that maybe you should take. And if it didn't get picked up, it can be picked up again now. So there again, mining the resources from the past is what can be done with the retrograde energy. So do look back to then and see, like, what did you leave behind? What didn't you run with? What was your inner self trying to show you then that for some reason, maybe you didn't, you know, didn't bring it to reality? That there can be a little treasure there. There's probably many treasures all through what you're going through and what you're looking like in the past for. An actual like a physical thing you can do to help kind of tap into all this energy is go through old papers and photographs and like really kind of pull stuff out of the nooks and crannies of your life and sort through it and see what do you really want to keep from all of this and what do you really want to let go. And hopefully when you're done with the process, you have a very small, you know, very uncluttered environment, a very small list of things that you really love, that you are really useful. And you'll feel so unburdened by that. Even if you clean your fridge on the new moon, although boring because it's like a Leo new moon. So why would you want to do something like clean your fridge? Oh, maybe you could hire yourself a cleaning lady for the Leo new moon. That would be appropriate. That would be a fun thing for a Leo to do. So if you can do that kind of putting your space in order and leave some room for some fun today too, because there is fun to be had. There is lots of interesting and wonderful things you could tap into with this energy. So Leo just wants you to have some fun, and your inner self wants to have fun too, your inner child. So be sure and tap into that. Oh, all right. My alarm just went off. So I'm done with this podcast. And that wasn't even for the podcast. It's just a coincidence. So anyway, I hope you have a lovely solar eclipse, new moon in Leo. And you can really ride this energy for the next 3 days and then again for the next 20 years. So if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com and the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.